Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. The latest litany of politicians in Washington, D.C. insulting and threatening each other has reached a new low, and frankly, I'm amazed it's being allowed. Bad behavior has always been there in politics. We would be foolish to think otherwise. But the rhetoric of today has become much more threatening, and it's putting our politicians' lives at risk. The level of craziness in this country is at an all-time high, and we have more and more people willing to pick up a gun and pull the trigger to prove their point of view. Add to this the hate speech of politicians, and it's just a matter of time before one of our elected officials is gunned down. The question is, how do we change our current political discourse and return to some level of civility? It doesn't matter which party you belong to. As a congressperson or a senator, you should not be allowed to threaten one another with bodily harm, or insult each other's religion, or make false claims about a person's beliefs. If you tried this garbage at any other workplace, you would be handed your pink slip that day for harassment or abusive conduct. So why would our leaders be allowed to behave in this way? We elected our politicians to solve the people's problems, not to throw rocks at each other. Every day, we all have to work with people we don't particularly like. We don't get to call them names, threaten them, or bash them on social media. And if we did, just how in the heck are we going to get anything done at work? Our politicians need to pull up their big boy and big girl pants and suck it up and find some common cause to help lead this country forward. Their job is to pass laws and improve the governmental system so it works for everyone. If our politicians cannot bother to take their job seriously and do what they're supposed to do, then they need to be voted out. How they are behaving is not American. It's fascist. If you think your political party is perfect, that all other political opinions hold no value, and that there is only one truth, your party's truth, then you're dangerous and you need to go. No one else could ever approach his or her job this way, so why do you think you get to? People in our country are facing dire issues. There's a lack of good-paying jobs and affordable housing, and food and energy prices are skyrocketing. Yet instead of dealing with these critical issues, our politicians in D.C. are just going to spew racist, bigoted, hateful rhetoric at one another rather than deal with the people's problems? If a given politician is going to continue to try to tear down the political system by creating a culture of fear and hate and paralyze our democratic systems, then they are not patriots. They are weakening our country for their own political gain, and they might as well sign their papers that they're working for an enemy state. My name is Marty Coelho, and I'm tired of the endless political diatribe of hate and fear. The USA is not about being a Democrat or a Republican. It's about we, the people.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.